Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome in to a brand new edition of Evan and Tiki. We got a busy show today. The great Joe Beningo will join us in his weekly spot at 4 o'clock. All the happenings from yesterday's Giants and Jets games. But I tell you, man, and I heard it from you, Tiki. You and John Schmuck were the ones that let me know personally. I was folding my kids' laundry, getting ready for football. And when John Schmuck said, "We got breaking news, we lost Nick Mangold," it was... He killed the music, by the way. It was stunning. And it was a cloud over anybody's football Sunday for many reasons.
Right.
And before I get to any of his football attributes, he's a 41-year-old with four kids, a beautiful wife. And when he announced 2 weeks ago he needed a kidney, maybe I'm naive, maybe I'm a schmuck, I thought, he's going to get a kidney, everything's going to be okay. I did not think that 2 weeks later we'd lose him.
Right.
And it's horrible news. It's been more than 24 hours, and I'm still shaking over it. I think a lot of people are, whether you're a Jet fan, non-Jet fan. That was an absolutely brutal loss, getting that news yesterday, losing the great Nick Mangold.
Yeah, he was a great football player, obviously, but he was a great dude as well. I didn't get to know him until after we were both retired and doing separate things. He did an event for me with Thuzio that I did. It was a barbecue event. This was during the virtual era, and it was awesome. Like, his engagement with people was fantastic. He lives not far from me, and so he was always visible in the community. You guys know I live in Florham Park. That's where the Jets are. And so he's always around, or was, and you couldn't hear a bad thing about him. And it's sad, and it's discouraging, because just like you, Evan, when you hear somebody is sick and it doesn't feel urgent, and you don't hear cancer, you think he's going to be fine. He'll figure it out. The prognosis can't be that bad. And then a few short weeks later, he passes away. It's disheartening, and it's sad. And you feel bad for the Jet family. You feel even worse for his real family.
Oh, no question. Our prayers are with them. And it's funny, like, we don't know people, but when they pass away, it affects you. And I think for a lot of Jet fans, Nick Mangold fits that. I interviewed him once or twice, but yeah. I didn't know the man. It was when you watch a team all the time, and you talk about players all the time.
Well, you get familiar.
Feels like you know them.
No, you get very familiar with them. You know every good thing, bad thing from a playing standpoint. Then you start to, especially when they retire and they're a legend. He's a Ring of Honor legend for the New York Jets. He's seven all Pro Bowls. He was multiple times all pro. He was a great, great Jet. And you feel like you know him.
Absolutely. And from a football standpoint, when I think of Nick Mangold, his face, everything about him, the hair, the size,
right,
the personality, he is the Rex Ryan Jets. And the Rex Ryan Jets was like a glory day for many Jet fans. Back-to-back championship games? What are we talking about? And you think of DeBrick, and you think of Mangold, and you think of Ground.
Willie Colon.
You think of Rex Ryan. You think of
all of that. But his face, in a lot of ways, to me, is the late 2000s, early 10s, I don't even know how to phrase that, New York Jets. A glory day, if you will, in Jet history. So Sean asked me, he's like, hey, how'd you feel about the Jet win? How do I feel about the Jet win? I'm happy the Jets won. Mm. But my sadness isn't about draft picks or I didn't want them to win. It was very difficult to enjoy that classic comeback knowing we lost a family member. Now, with that said, I watched the game, and I'm watching the Jet game, and I'm expecting what we're all expecting, which is they get their ass kicked. What else is new? They go for it early on a fourth down, on a fourth and one from their own 37-yard line. There's a toss play to Breece Hall. He gets stuffed for 3 yards, and I'm like, that's typical Jet football. And I wasn't even that mad about it because, A, especially early in the game, I'm like, does this even matter?
Right.
And I'm not talking about the results because of the draft. Because of Mangold. I'm like, does this crap even matter? And then they're down 10-0, and they start to come back a little bit. They're down 17-3. They come back a little bit, especially on a fourth down. They get that field goal at the end of the first half. They score a touchdown, all of us, or they score another field goal, 24-16. They get a touchdown. They're going for two. They're within a score. But then, of course, the defense lets Chase Brown run like no one wants to touch him. Mm-hmm. And then when they completed the comeback on the Mason Taylor touchdown pass from Breece Hall, I still thought they were going to lose.
Right.
Because I'm like, I know the Jet defense. They can't stop a sneeze. They can't stop anything. So even when Breece Hall threw that touchdown pass to Mason Taylor, and I sat there in my TV room, and I was still very calm. Mm. Calm because, A, I'm like, does this any of this matter? And then, B, I thought, they're going to lose anyway. I was more stunned that they got off the field and actually held the Bengals than anything.
Right, because the defense was not playing well.
Look, no.
So I wasn't watching this in real time. I got the details later, obviously, because I was watching the Giant game. But in real time, when I saw that they were winning, the first thing that came to my mind was, it's so appropriate that they got this first win on a day that we're all mourning and thinking about Nick Mangold.
Yeah.
Who was a true winner for this team. And so once you started to look at the game, though, it felt like week one to me.
It did. Offensively, it did.
It felt like, where has this Justin Fields been?
Yeah.
And, you know, watching it again today as I was just seeing what he did, like, why was this so much more successful? I think we've been probably not giving him enough credit for what he's being told to do.
Mm.
And I'm not even saying ass, I'm saying told to do. Because it feels like in those last five games since week one, it was get rid of the ball quick, three-step drops, you know, find somebody, get the ball out of your hands. And he's not comfortable doing that. What we saw in week one and then what we saw yesterday was a bunch of like five and seven-step drops. And I'm like, man, he is really far away from the line of scrimmage.
Right.
Obviously, he starts in shotgun for most of them, but it was the first thing I noticed. Man, he's deep, and that gives him time. And so you get all of these, you know, these sail routes with the outbreaking routes and flats and things of that nature and these digs that are coming across the middle of the field. And it's what we saw in week one. I'm like, man, he's confident throwing that ball. And you realize it's because he's not in harm's way.
Yeah.
And so it was a simple, obviously, fix. The Bengals defense also stinks.
Yes.
Really bad.
We can't ignore that
but
part.
But it was a simple fix to make him more comfortable. Forget what the defense is doing. It just made him more comfortable. And then you throw the running game on top of that. Actually, probably throw the running game first. And Breece Hall was unbelievable. It felt like, man, this team is competent.
Yeah, it felt like week one, to your point, because the offensive line looked great, especially the two young tackles.
Yep.
And here's the thing about Membu and Fashanu. Fashanu was drafted last year. He didn't play right away.
Right.
Last night or yesterday afternoon's game was his 15th start in the NFL. So I could argue, Teak, he's still a rookie. He still kind of is.
Well, I mean, he's a rookie as far as taking enough games to not be a rookie.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, he's still, from an experience standpoint, a rookie. And obviously, Armon Membu is a rookie. And these are the two tackles that you hope are on this team for the next 8 or 9 years.
Right.
The two guys that you hope, even though it's not exactly the same position-wise, is DeBrick and Mangold, which was the glory days of us younger Jet fans. So the offensive line looked great. They were running the football well. And I'm going to tell you something that is a fantasy. I'm just going to get it out of the way because I know if I say this on Wednesday or Thursday, Sean and Tommy, rightfully so, would mock me. But today, you're not going to mock me. You're going to allow me to dream. The New York Jets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jets haven't had a franchise quarterback in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
They have had one franchise quarterback in their history. His name is Joe Namath. You guys on the Giant end, you think you have one in Jackson Dart. It certainly feels that way. You had one in Eli Manning. You had one in Phil Sims. You had even before that. And you've done it the traditional way. You draft a first-round pick, develop the guy, franchise quarterback. Now, let me fantasize for a second. And I admit this is a fantasy. Wouldn't it be something if the Jets found their franchise quarterback and that guy blossomed into what many thought he could be when a billionaire owner decided to criticize him in an unfair way? Like, this was, in a lot of ways, when you look at the Jet game, it's the they did it for Nick Mangold game.
I don't think they did, though. I think that just happened.
You're right. So let's get to the one that's more realistic. It's the screw you, Woody Johnson game. Because Justin Fields, who we all buried. I buried him. You, but we all got him. I stinks. The lottery ticket. Rip it up. It's over. He gets criticized by Woody Johnson. He gets to start anyway, probably because of Tyrod's injury, but maybe we'll never know.
And by the way, they're not even saying who's going to start after the bye week.
I know. More on that later.
Right.
And that's the game where Justin Fields figures it out. Mm-hmm. And so when we watch the biography of Justin Fields 20 years from now after he leads the Jets to multiple Super Bowls, are we going to think back to the Woody Johnson criticism and then he found a way and then that's it? He became a superstar? Wouldn't that be, Teak, the ultimate fantasy of how the Jets finally found their franchise quarterback?
It would be, but I don't know if that's necessarily going to be. We'll see what happens after the bye week. It's a good thing to go into a bye week with a win because you actually now feel like the other 7 losses don't matter.
Well,
I mean, they obviously do, but you feel like, hey, man, we're good.
We just won a game. So you fool yourself into thinking it doesn't matter. From a player standpoint, we can just go out and win the remaining 9 games. We're going to be good to go. Like you tell yourself that. It's not true, but you tell yourself that.
Just like I tell myself, this is the beginning chapter of the Justin Fields story.
Yes, that's probably not the case. He's got to do it at least 5 more times in these 9 games remaining. So more than not, he's got to play like this to make you feel like, all right, he's worth hanging on to.
Oh, 100%.
If he's anything less than that, if there's like 6 games where he just looks horrendous like he did in the few other games that he played this year, you're just going to say, you know what, move on.
100%. This is a fantasy because the Jets finally won a game, and it came on the heels of Woody Johnson openly criticizing the quarterback. And then to Justin's credit, if you watch his post game, if you listen to his post game, you'll rarely ever hear the brutal honesty and the openness that Justin Fields showed talking about what this week was like without directly pointing the finger at Woody Johnson.
Right.
He talked about crying in the closet this week. He talked about, you know, really everything he went through.
Right.
And look,
got benched.
He got benched.
He was brought here to be the guy last week against the Panthers. He got benched. That's embarrassing.
He got benched. And he also, whether he wants to make a big deal of it or not, he got openly criticized by the billionaire owner.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
That is a big deal.
It should be a big deal.
Now there's not a tie. It's not like this owner was part of a organization that drafted him.
Right.
So it almost feels he doesn't really know me yet. You can excuse it, but you really can't. It just when the owner basically says you suck, it puts a lot of pressure on you. A lot of pressure.
And look at the way he responded. Look how he responded.
There's always pressure on you.
Yeah.
But when an owner says my quarterback sucks, dude, how the hell do you even approach him anymore? I wonder what Woody said to him after the game.
Well, Woody should have. Well, that's a big question. Did Woody speak to him after the game?
Or reached out? He's got to have his cell phone number, contact information. I wonder if Woody is going to rectify this.
I think he should.
I think he should.
Easy rectification is, hey, Justin, I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
You played a hell of a game. And how about this part? I'm sorry. Because even if I'm critical of your play, which Justin knows he wasn't playing great, I probably shouldn't have done it in a public way, and I probably shouldn't have done it in a pointed way.
Yes.
And Justin Fields, who, as a human, forget his quarterback play, comes across like a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a religious guy. He talked about everything he went through over the last few weeks. I would assume Justin Fields' response to Woody Johnson would be, I forgive you. It wouldn't be, go screw.
Right.
It wouldn't be that. It would be, I forgive you. But who knows? Maybe this is like the movie Major League. Woody Johnson comes out, he's berating everybody, and the team rallies against the owner. I don't care why. All I know is they won a football game yesterday. Justin Fields was outstanding. And the Jet offense, which over the last 2 weeks had produced how many yards in totality?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. They went out and produced 501 total yards. They rushed for 254 yards, 30 of which came from Justin Fields, one of which came on a 2-point conversion. Like, this offense was spectacular.
Yeah. You know why? I said it before, and I wanted to confirm what I saw in Carolina against Carolina. The offensive coordinator, Tanner Engstrand, got his head out of his butt.
There you go.
Because last week against Carolina, it was either a designed rollout or a quick half a step, 2-step, get rid of the ball, drops. That's all you saw. Over, and it's the same thing, over and over. And if you're a defense, all you have to do is sit. You don't have to wait. You're not like backing up in the coverage, worrying about somebody beating you deep like Tyler Johnson did over and over and over again. You're not worried about anything because you know he's only throwing it 4 yards.
Right.
And so give the kid a chance. They finally gave Jackson Dart. They finally gave Justin Fields a chance, and it reminds me what we saw in week 1. I don't know what happened in those 5 weeks, but I almost feel like you flushed it down the toilet, this opportunity to help Justin Fields become the player that you're paying $20 million a year to do. So, good job, Tanner Engstrand. I don't know if that was Aaron Glenn saying, "Dude, open this thing up." Or what do we have to lose? And it might have been the latter. Because when they went for 2 points, 30-38, in my head, I'm sitting there going, why the hell are you going for two?
Oh, I loved it.
No, Subsequently, I got there. And right. I was like, oh, I get it. I mean, if you miss it, you still can go for two the second time.
Bingo.
If you make it, you can win the game. And you're 0-7.
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
Right? You have nothing to lose. And so I hope that's what Aaron Glenn's mentality was coming into that game, because the hardest win to get for any new coach. And I know a lot of coaches that were rookies, and they all said the same thing. The hardest thing to get is the first win. And he finally got it.
He did. WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. And we know that Nick Mangold, who loved his Jets even after retirement, was looking down and smiling on that. But we will all miss Nick Mangold. And again, condolences to his family on what was a tragic, tragic announcement yesterday. We'll get to the Giants coming up. The three major emotions that come out of that Giant loss to the Eagles, plus your calls on the Jets, on the Giants, on Nick Mangold, 888-808-1019. I think there are three major emotions coming out of the Giant loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. And in no particular order, I'm not ranking it. One is absolute pissed offness at the officiating, because the officiating was abysmal and changed a lot of where this game could have gone. Number two, sadness for Cam Scottable. I mean, that just sucks. It's football, it's life, right, but it sucks. And then the third one is absolute disgust at this defense, which when you look at the fourth quarter against Denver, and now you include what happened against the Eagles, outside of the rogue three and out that they forced in the first half,
yeah,
you talk about a horrendous effort by the defense over the last six quarters. We have the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, it's been bad. I think number one is probably Cam Scataboo. You put it in no particular order. I'm going to put it in the order that matters to Giant fans. Cam Scataboo going out and losing him for the season and a devastating dislocation is devastating, because he not only was a fantastic young player. I mean, how many touchdowns did he have? Seven already?
Seven, and, yes.
Yeah, so seven touchdowns. It's a majority of the touchdowns that the Giants have scored. But more importantly, he's the energy for this team. Like, his craziness is what lifted the fan base, and it probably encouraged his teammates in some capacity. Then number two is the defense. Not only did they look like they didn't care as this game went on, the effort was so pitiful. Tackling. I mean, I know Tank Bigsby's a good player. He ain't that good. And he rushed for 100 yards.
Well, that second and 31 may have been the most embarrassing moment of the football season.
It was actually 26. They had the Chiron wrong on television.
Oh.
Second and 26, he picked up 29 yards on a draw. That was basically just get 4 or 5 yards and then give us a third and somewhat manageable. And the Giants proceeded to be out of position, miss tackles, and play terrible. Darius Mouassal, he's not up for the task. He takes bad angles. He doesn't know he doesn't have the instincts to be a linebacker right now. And so when you talk about the defense, it's yes, they've gotten torched over the last five quarters. But I think more importantly, you look at where they are because of injuries. This team, they have no depth. I feel like this is the same conversation we had a year ago about this defense. As soon as someone gets hurt, they're screwed. And you lose your safety, Javon Holland, you lose Paulson Adebo, and all of a sudden you're starting kids off the street? Like, what the hell is going on with the roster build here? And so there's a lot that goes into it from the injury standpoint, the depth and defensive standpoint, and then the officials. Hoff just said this to me before the show started, and I didn't even think of it this way, but given what is going on in the NBA, when you get ridiculously bad football calls, how do you not question it? And I'm not. I'm just saying, if you were to, how could you not? The false start on Jordan Mailata that was given to Kayvon Thibodeau as an offsides is egregiously bad. You simply can't miss that, especially when you're in the red zone. And by the way, there's a line judge and a down judge. So don't tell me he didn't see it from the other side of the field. There's one on both sides of the field. You have to see that. The tush push, they false start every single time.
Yeah, they should just call
the tush push. They should automatically call a false start whenever they get lined up in a tush push, because it happens every time. Steen, the right guard, is rocking back and forth, and then they snap the ball. And then obviously the fumble that didn't get called a fumble because forward progress had been stopped. Yet if it was fourth down and it was a yard and a half and he got stopped immediately, you're going to let him keep going until he gets the first down. So referees
don't know how to officiate that play. It needs to be banned. It's not a football play. It's a play that everybody, including the players, the coaches, and obviously the freaking referees, are confused about. You can't have that play if you're not going to officiate it consistently. And the Giants got screwed because that was a fumble, and it changed the complexion of the game early on in that game. Yes, they still probably would have lost the game, but you can't have errors that stand out like that one.
Well, you said it. Who knows how this game plays out? None of us know. I can't tell you the future. Would I bet that the Eagles probably won? Sure, they're a better team, right. But you're right. It changed the trajectory of that game. That is a 7-7 game, Giant football.
Yes.
What happens? I don't know. Maybe Jackson Dart throws a pick six on the next play. I have no idea.
Right.
But instead, the drive continues, and a few plays later, actually 2 plays later, Saquon Barkley's in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yes.
You said something that's very, very important with this whole tush push. This is no longer, no one can stop it, let's ban it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have felt that way. You are saying something completely different. They can't officiate it, so ban it. That is very different than, well, nobody can stop it, so ban it. And what I don't understand, I brought this up to you a couple weeks ago. To me, it is so simple. You don't have to ban things. All you have to do is call a false start basically every time they line up to do a tush push. And by the way, 80% of the time you'll be right because they're committing a false start.
That's right.
And the other 20%, who cares? You're going to legislate it out.
Right.
Not by changing the rules, but by having officials say, you know what? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Whistle, false start. Instead of 4th and 1, it's a 4th and 6.
Right. Or lining up in the neutral zone. Whatever you want to call it, you can call something on that play. Every single time.
The Cam Scataboo injury reminds me of, and there's so many examples of this, I don't even know where to start. The one that jumps out at me for whatever reason is Matt Harvey when he had Tommy John surgery. We sometimes, as New York sports fans, just can't have good things.
Right.
Because here's a young player. It's when it's young, too, that really drives you nuts. Kristaps Porzingis, just to show you some fairness here, when he tore his ACL. You look around, you're like, are you serious? Especially the Knicks at that time, the Giants at this time. You're looking for something.
Right. Something to give you hope.
Yes, Harvey at that.
Or continue the hope.
Right. Think about this with Scataboo, with Porzingis, and with Harvey. None of those three teams were any good. It was just, hey, that young player is a part of the hope that's coming our way.
Right.
And of course, you feel for the player. That's first, Harvey, Porzingis, and now Scataboo. But as a fan, you look around and say, what did we do to deserve this? But obviously, you feel for the player. Yeah. I mean, seeing Cam sit there, and obviously, we all saw the play unless you looked away because Fox kept it on there for a while. It was gruesome. It was gruesome and it was terrible. And look, from a football standpoint, I think Tyrone Tracy's been given a new life and he's got a chance to kind of reprove what we thought at the end of last year.
He was really good last year.
He was great.
And had, what do you have? He had over 1,000 yards, right?
In total offense. 1,000 scrimmage yards.
Scrimmage yards in total offense, absolutely.
And so it's not even about the football as it is the kid and then the excitement he was bringing.
Who he is as a player, but also as a teammate, is you're not replacing that. Because he's one of one. Who else is doing that? That's going to play enough to be impactful that way. The answer is nobody. So you lose a big piece of what you were trying to develop, and so it sucks. And hopefully he'll be fine for next year. But I have no idea the prognosis on dislocated ankles like that, especially because there's so many little things down there, bones that maybe have broken or ligaments that might have gotten torn, and I have no idea. But you just pray that he comes back and he's healthy and he can get back to who he was.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Bobby's in Babylon. Hey, Bobby.
How you doing, guys? This is what I would do if I was coaching a team in the NFL for the tush-push, Kiki, and I'm going to address this to you. I'd instruct the entire defensive line, we're going on first down. And I'm going to put the center in the quarterback's lap, because 90% of the time they get the first down anyway.
Right.
They can't officiate it as you stipulated. And it's all over the internet with the times the guys move it ahead of schedule.
So basically,
and
crush the center.
Change their behavior.
Crush the center so it hurts the quarterback, maybe hurts the quarterback, or compromises the quarterback so that you're going to get the first down anyways. Maybe they stop doing it.
Mm.
I doubt that.
The way to have them stop doing it is call a freaking false start every time.
Because they do false start every
time.
They
false start. Even if they false start, let's say, 65% of the time, okay. 65% of the time, you'll get it right.
Yeah.
35%, you'll get it wrong. You're getting it wrong now anyway. Right.
It's interesting because before yesterday, I mean, I had a problem with it, but not really. Because it was an innovative way to get a first down. It's unstoppable. And it's not even inches. It's a yard. You can do that with a yard and a half to go, and they're going to get it. But the challenge, and Jalen Hurts opened the door for this, is that when you have to go longer than a yard, he's constantly moving.
Right.
Right? So if this was in this, I heard BT talking about this earlier. If this is on the, and he's right, and they said this on the broadcast, if this is on the goal line, as soon as he crosses the goal line, it's a touchdown.
Done.
Play's over.
Yep.
But in the field of play, the play is not over until he stops moving. And not just immediately stopped, but when he's fully stopped moving, that's when the play is over. He usually keeps the ball tight to him, and he just gets pushed from behind, and you know the line carries, he rides the wave of the line forward. But as soon as he starts to put that ball out while he's still moving, and Kayvon Thibodeau smartly just rips it away from him, that is the definition of a fumble. And the reason it is a definition of a fumble, if this play was, if he threw this to Devontae Smith falls down on top of Darius Mouassal and is trying to reach for a first down, and then Drew Phillips comes in and takes that ball away before any part of his body, his momentum is stopped, but he's reaching for that first down. Any part of his body touches the ground, Drew Phillips takes that ball away. It's a fumble. It's a fumble 100% of the time. So how the hell is what Jalen Hurts doing not a fumble? It doesn't make sense. And the fact that they try to explain it away is, I don't know. It's just, it's asinine.
Mm.
Like we know the rule. Everybody knows the rule. And everybody who watched that play said that's a fumble. Except for the people who are in charge of.
Except for the people, unfortunately, that matter.
And
the
deciders. And they gave him the yardage on the reach over.
Yes.
Where that ball was taken. So how was that forward progress?
Exactly.
Let's go to Anthony.
Stop. How is it forward progress stopped?
How is it forward progress stopped if you're giving him that?
Exactly.
Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make a bit of sense.
Anthony's in Tom's River. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. We're good.
All right. Diehard Jets fan here, unfortunately. My question for you guys is, no matter how good Justin Fields plays for the rest of the season, do you think it's obvious that the Jets are going to move on from Fields and draft a quarterback first round? Or do you think there's any possibility we don't draft a quarterback first round and build around him?
Well, there are two Evans right now. There's Monday Evan and there's Rational Wednesday Evan. Do you want to hear from Monday Evan? Monday
ahead.
Evan tells you the story's about to be written. Woody Johnson inspired Justin Fields. He is now about to play the best football of his career. And what a story this is going to be. The Jets find their franchise quarterback
right.
from a discarded former first-round pick who struggles, who gets ripped by the owner, and then all of a sudden, in week 8, in a game against, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals, much like how the Mike White era almost started, magic ensues. But that's Monday excited, Evan. By Wednesday, let's be honest, it is going to take weeks upon weeks upon weeks of brilliant football by Justin Fields for the New York Jets to do anything but find their future quarterback elsewhere next year.
Mm.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Not a week. Weeks. Like if Justin Fields, who should start and will start coming out of the bye.
He's definitely going to start.
As he should. If he goes out and plays 8 straight weeks of brilliant football, it's a different discussion.
100%.
But if we're going to get the roller coaster ride that we've already gotten, which is up and down and up and down, then there's no way you are going to commit to him as your quarterback next
year. I agree with that. But so much of this now, to me, after seeing this game, and I went back and watched week 1, and then all the ones in between, it's what do they allow him to do?
Well, allow him to be that?
Yes.
And let's see what he does.
100%.
Especially against better defenses.
Let him drop back, take 5-step, 7-step drops, and see the field. Don't take 2 steps sitting in a pocket that's immediately collapsing on you and try to get the ball out quickly. It doesn't make sense and it doesn't work.
By the way, also keep in mind these two things could be connected. Let's say the Justin Fields miracle story is written, and he's playing great football. That probably means the Jets are winning a bunch of games.
Right.
If they're winning a bunch of games.
Or almost, at least.
Or almost.
Right.
But if they're winning a few of those games, they're not picking first, second, or third. So it may actually go hand in hand.
And by the way,
if we're being honest, they're not. Justin Fields is all likelihood he's going to be replaced.
Just to be clear to the audience, neither myself or Sean are allowed to call you delusional today for this Justin Fields take. We just have to sit back and just allow you to do this.
Well, I've already called myself delusional because I said this is Monday heaven. By the time we get to Tuesday or Wednesday, I know the reality, which is he ain't the answer. So I don't really need you guys to be jerks. It's not necessary.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm the jerk.
No.
I'm the self-jerk.
I just want to like make that clear for everybody.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah. It's not necessary.
Dare to dream.
Yeah. For now, I'm acknowledging it's a fantasy and a dream. If somehow I'm wrong, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, I did think about that a little bit Sunday night. Like, couldn't you imagine Woody Johnson inspired Justin Fields into turning his career around?
Yeah. I honestly, it's more just.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tanner Inc. shred. It's more the OC.
Probably, but that doesn't make this.
It doesn't. It's not as exciting.
No. Let's go to Victor in Sacramento. What's up, Victor?
Hey, guys. First off, Tommy, I got to apologize to you. Sydney Sweeney was on the show before, and I immediately thought of you. I thought that was unfair. But listen, I'll be honest with you. Dable deserves blame. Shane, inept defense coordinator. But do you know who does not get enough blame because we don't see his dumb face on a weekly basis? That is Shane, Joe Shane, okay? Look at his draft class, Tyler Newbin, Banks, Hyatt. I could go on and on. Look at the guys he's let go. Barkley, which I think we're all in unison.
Yeah.
Okay, long-term time. Vision. But he signed the Darius Slayton, who's at best a number four receiver to the same type of contract. Xavier McKinney, who's playing with the Packers. Let Barkley go and sign Devin Singletary, who before yesterday, I forgot, was even on the team with how little he does. A couple of weeks ago, we let a kicker that was undrafted from Rutgers lose us a game, okay? And his best draft pick, to be fair, Jackson Dart, you know who pushed for him? The head coach that is getting all the blame in Brian Dable. Shane needs to go before Dable. Thank you.
Oh, Victor, it is a shared responsibility for sure because this team doesn't have the depth that's necessary to play in the NFL, win in the NFL. The decisions, when you really start to look at them, they don't hold up over time. But there's also moments where this team feels very poorly coached.
And look, it's a shared responsibility when you lay it out that way, and you're right, but also injuries ain't an excuse because every team has it.
Of course.
I mean, the Jets were without Garrett Wilson yesterday. The Bengals are without Joe Burrow.
Right.
The Ravens are without Lamar Jackson.
Tyler Johnson looked pretty damn good, man.
Yeah. You need guys to step up.
Right.
So, you know, when you look at the lack of depth on the Giants roster, and certainly their secondary has felt it when you're starting a guy that was on the Jet practice squad a week and a half ago.
Yeah, in fairness, he was a Giant pick.
He was, but nevertheless, he was still on a practice squad of another team 2 weeks ago,
right.
And now you're asking him, hey, you're a starting cornerback.
Not even 2 weeks ago.
Like, it might have been 6 days
Monday.
Ago.
Monday. I think last Monday.
There you go.
So, but remember, we got two cornerback injuries in this game that led to him on the
field.
Yeah,
that's right.
Let's go to John in Miami. Hey, John.
Hey guys, how's it going?
I hope
I'm not hyperbolic when I say this, but no matter how many wins the Giants have from this point forward, Daboll is done. The quote that saved them was, that's how the offense needs to perform. That's how quarterbacks need to perform. If you get good quarterback play, you have the opportunity to win every game. Okay, guess what? Wilson, good quarterback play. Dart, good quarterback play. And we're still 2-6. There have been so many points of the game where you could point, whether it's decision-making, whether it's personnel decisions, Daboll doesn't know how to be a good coach. And hot take here, but the only 2 years where I've considered Daboll a good offensive mind, the first year when Kafka was calling plays, and this year, and guess who's calling plays right now? Kafka.
Yeah.
You have to fire both of them. We can't continue to get into that Daniel Jones bubble where he has good traits that we like, that this, that that. We're 4 years in. We know what the investment is. We know what the product is. And the product is, we're 2-6. We're done before Halloween. And I'm looking at what prospects are going to be in the top 10 because that's where we're going to be picking.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but we still have to see this. Does anybody think that the Baltimore Ravens could make the postseason still?
Yes.
They're 2-6.
Yeah.
So it's just about playing well. And the Giants aren't playing well on either side of the football consistently enough. And it's going to be much harder with Cam Scataboo not available. And I hope this is that opportunity, because you always look for them as a player where, all right, it's my time to shine. The door is open. I'm going to go make the best of it. I hope that's what happens with Tyrone Tracy. But either way, you're missing what Cam Scataboo brought.
Look, the Giants can still make the playoffs. Technically, the Jets can still make the playoffs. Just win all your games.
History tells you that it's very improbable.
Very improbable, because your margin for error is really low. But
yes,
the other thing affecting the Giants, forget the Jets, is that, and I said this to you last week, and it remains true, they are playing teams that are better than them week in and week out.
Yep.
Once the Ravens get Lamar Jackson back, which will probably happen Thursday in Miami, the Ravens are the better team.
Mm-hmm.
When they go to Minnesota the following week, the Ravens are probably the better team.
When they
go to Cleveland the week after that, the Ravens are the better team. When they play the Jets and the Bengals at home, whether Burrow's back or not, the Ravens are the better team.
Yeah.
So you're right. We still think the Ravens can make the playoffs, but a lot of it is that they're still a better team than most of the teams they're facing.
Right, whereas the Giants are playing teams that are very good. One of the roughest schedules in all of the NFL.
Well, say what you want about the Eagles, and they still have their flaws. They're better.
Yeah.
And we saw that on full display, even with their own injuries that they were dealing with. No A.J. Brown, amongst others. Frank and Scotch Plains. What's up, Frank?
Hey, good afternoon, gents. Tiki, I think you nailed it earlier about roster building, okay? And where I'm going with this is the next Giant coach, all right? If they fire Daboll, which is probably going to happen, Tiki, what are your thoughts on, at a minimum, bringing in Belichick as a general manager?
I don't know if he would want that gig, because it's a different
level. Why not?
Level
he started in here. He's the guy. He's got that defensive mind. You bring him in, roster building. You said it. You nailed it. He knows talent. He knows how to
build depth. Yeah, look, you're right about that, Frank. I wonder how much Bill Belichick wants to coach anymore. Now, they had a very tight game in North Carolina against my Virginia Cavaliers. Virginia won by stopping a two-point conversion. Or an extra point, whatever it was. They won in overtime, and they've looked better, Carolina, the last 2 weeks. But when you watch that team, watch him with that team, it feels like he's disengaged. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's not, and I know he's coaching and he's trying to get this guy's right. He's got 70 new players, like 40 transfers and 30 true freshmen. So, I mean, it's a work in progress, and it was always going to be. People who thought that they were going to be good right away, you're dumb to what it takes to be successful as a program. But I worry that if he came back to the league and it's very different than when he left it, even 3 years ago, that he was going to want the grind that it is.
I'm going to give you an analogy. It's not perfect, all right, but I'm going to try. Forget term limits for a second. All right, mm-hmm. Just forget that. It's it's pre Harry Truman, right. FDR, really, and you can run as often as you want, though that may be tested. We'll see. In 1996, and I love Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Did we want Ronald Reagan to run for president against Bill Clinton in 1996? His time is done.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful two-term president, great man, all that, the great communicator. Did you want Ronald Reagan running in 1996, even if it was legally allowed? Mm. The answer is probably not.
Right.
Bill Belichick, let's call him Ronald Reagan. Wonderful head coach, maybe the best of all time. Do you want him anywhere near your football team in 2026?
No. Not feeling it.
Not feeling it.
And I'm not going to be inspired by that.
Right. And I'm trying not to insult him.
Unless maybe he finds a way to bring Josh McDaniels as his offensive coordinator, unbelievably might be the best coordinator of this generation.
He may be. But why would he leave Drake May at this point?
The New England Patriots are ridiculously good right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, he Drake is something May else.
He might win the MVP. Drake May.
Yeah, he's going to get votes.
100%. His deep ball accuracy, hell, his regular accuracy. They're 6-2.
I know. And the whole thing makes me feel really dirty, right. I have to admit, because about 4 weeks ago, I was desperate in my fantasy league, and I pulled off a trade for Drake May, and I swore off any Patriots or Dolphins.
I guess who I have is my quarterback.
Drake May. Yeah, but you don't have the inner hatred that I have.
That's a good point.
So for me, it's just this whole dirty feeling. Yeah, Bill Belichick's an all-time great. Not anymore. We'll get back to your calls in a minute, 888-808-1019. Plus, let's look closer at how bad these calls were yesterday in the Giants-Eagles game. Maybe even rank the worst ones. Plus, how Tom Brady did a stellar job, I have to admit this, of calling out the officials.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.